The Pakistan Army intercepted and destroyed 30 Israeli-made Harrier drones, sent by India to target civilian and military installations on Thursday, as the army soldiers inflicted heavy losses on the enemy at different locations on the line of control, LOC, in Kashmir. The downed drones were detected over multiple cities, including Rawalpindi, Gujarat, Adak, Gujranwala, Lahore, Sheikhupura, Nankana, Goki and Karachi's Malir district, the Inter-Services Public Relations, ISPR, said. On the LOC, security sources said, Pakistani troops effectively responded to the Indian Army's unprovoked firing in the Pando sector, destroying their battalion headquarters in Nangatak and inflicting heavy losses on them elsewhere. Loud explosions were heard in several of areas as Pakistan's air defense systems engaged the intruding drones. An ISPR official said that it was for the first time ever that this Israeli unmanned aerial vehicle, UAV, Heron MK2s, which flies at altitudes as high as 35,000 feet, was neutralized during combat. The military confirmed that the drones were of Israeli origin and had engines manufactured by Britain's UAV Engines Limited. The ISPR attributed India's drone aggression to her desperation following Pakistan's strong response to its strikes on Wednesday and its losses of aircraft, drones and border posts. These cowardly attacks reflected New Delhi's panic and strategic disarray, the military stated, adding that the Indian forces also suffered substantial damage along the line of control, LOC. The wreckage of the drones is being recovered from affected regions. Deaths and damages. The Pakistan Army is giving a forceful and calculated response, dismantling all enemy designs, the ISPR said, adding that all intruding drones had been neutralized, using a combination of soft kill, technical, and hard kill, weapons-based, countermeasures. In Lahore, however, there were injuries to four soldiers and minor damage to military assets, as the drones attempted incursions near Walton Old Airport in Berkey. The local residents poured into the streets because of the attempted strikes near sensitive areas. The debris was recovered from near Jallo Park, which has since been sealed off. Police and elite force units have secured the area. Meanwhile, authorities clarified that explosions heard in Walton and other areas were part of mock exercises, and residents were urged to stay indoors. Elsewhere, in Walton and Sheikhupura, drones fell into agricultural fields, reportedly injuring several civilians. In Gujranwala, two explosions were heard on Thursday morning, triggering the activation of air defense systems in the Kant area. One drone was taken down. Two civilians were martyred and one was injured in Rawalpindi and Adak, where drones crashed in urban and semi-rural areas. In Rawalpindi, debris fell on a shop near Stadium Road's Food Street, shattering windows and injuring Takarsha and Hyder Ali.